We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
We jumped the gun. I think we, the collective we, Cavs fan, everyone that takes in Cavs content, we all kind of jumped the gun thinking impending doom and death staring us in the face. It's like, well, how do we want to shake up the roster? What do we want to do? And I think most Cavs fans would say they want to keep Donovan Mitchell in some capacity. I don't think I've heard a single Cavs fan suggest what Jared just suggested right there, where you build around Darius and Jared Allen. So in that hypothetical, I believe what Jared is throwing out there would be you trade Donovan because you feel like Donovan's not going to be there anymore. And then Dustin, I don't know, what does he do with Evan Mobley? Is he suggesting that you trade Evan Mobley for more pieces as well? And then you just go Jared Allen, Darius Garland, and go from there? Because that's about as crazy and outside-the-box thought that I think we've had in a long time around this Cavs team.
Yeah, there's what's that sound? Oh. There's a lot of sorry.
It's okay.
I was distracted there.
Focus up here.
I am very focused.
Okay.
Except for that noise.
That's okay. No one could hear it but you. It's okay.
I know. It distracted me, though.
All right. Well, get on the hop here. Do I need to reset it for you?
Yeah, you do.
All right. Jared Allen and Darius Garland. That's what Jared Greenberg was suggesting the Cavs end up building around if they end up falling short. If they end up falling short, we've heard a lot of different ideas.
I have a take.
Now. All right, good. There we go. Now deliver the take.
No, you can't build around those guys.
No, that's the right take. I was like, I don't know what lost your train of thought there because no was always the answer.
Yeah.
No, are we doing?
No, can't do that.
Mobley and Donovan Mitchell are the two pieces you care about the most. And Jared Allen's been exceptional. Jared Allen, I agree with Jared that Jared Allen should be. That's a Jared and a Jarrett we're going through right there. I agree with the idea that Jared Allen should be an NBA All-Star this past season because he's been that good. He has taken a massive leap forward. He's a walking double-double. He's been the only truly reliable player day in, day out that this Cavs team has had for the whole duration of the season. But you're not building around Jared Allen and Darius Garland. What part of me is getting the Darius Garland experiment? What part of me is getting it wrong compared to what the national people are getting after? Because whether it is him or whether it's Geltzeiler or anyone else in between, all they want to do is tell us how great they perceive Darius Garland to be. And I know, we had Brad Doherty on earlier, and you asked him the question about whether or not Garland is a little more timid at this point. And Brad kind of, shook it off a little bit. That's okay. Brad has forgotten more about basketball than I'll ever know in my life.
Correct.
But when I watch these games, it does feel like Darius Garland is a different version of Darius Garland. And I wonder if these national people that we bring on have the impression of Darius before the injury, while we all live with the idea of Darius after the injury. And maybe that's where there's a little bit of an information gap between the two. Maybe that's where we're threading the needle in an interesting way. And I'm curious to find out how the rest of the NBA would look at Darius Garland, because I believe they'd look at him more like how Jared's looking at him instead of how we're looking at him. We're like, oh yeah, there's something here. And they're going to look at some of the past tapes, and they're going to look at some of the past games with Darius the way we used to fawn over Darius, and they'll say to themselves, I can get that guy.
Does Darius have a confidence issue?
I don't know that it's a confidence issue.
Okay.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
My understanding of it is, and I'm hoping this part changes for the postseason. I've been kind of consistent with the idea that I hope that what you're seeing in the regular season is him just preparing to take care of himself more than anything else. And in the postseason, he's going to let it rip. I think when you are 6 feet and you get injured breaking your jaw, not by doing anything crazy, but simply putting your head down and then you run into, play by the play, he ran into the dude's waist. He ran into a 7-footer's waist. And I think that shook him a little bit because he's like, I just put my little fragile. Yeah, I put my head down. I wasn't supposed to run into your waist and then end up with a broken jaw. And now I'm eating steaks through smoothies in Paris. Like that's not how that was supposed to go down. And I think he thought to himself the same way we all logically would. Do I want to continue to eat steaks through a blender and then
steak through a blender?
That's what he was doing. He was putting a blender on the table in a Paris restaurant. He put a blender on a table and put a steak in the blender and blended it up and then ate it. That, by all accounts, that's what happened in Paris. It's insane, but that's what he was doing. Do you want
to even what does it taste like steak?
Never broken a jaw. I'm not sure. I would hope it would. Right?
I don't know.
Get the juices. How do you cook that? Are you cooking that? You cooking that medium rare so you get more juice?
Drink my juice.
No, thank you, Chris Fedor. I will not drink your juice. If you're Darius, that part of your life
sucked. That would make me bleed my own blood.
Yeah, yeah. That part of your life sucked. And so clearly you're looking around and you're like, wait, I don't want to do that again over game 80. Maybe in the postseason that changes though. 216-474-0092. I want to hear from you guys, not only on Jared's suggestion what the Cavs could do, but we're going to revisit what happened last night because there's some audio that we are yet to get to, some audio from some of the Cavs players, from Bickerstaff, from Allen, from Strus. Was last night, were the Cavs wrong in how they approached yesterday in deciding that they wanted to go ahead and take on the Magic instead? And will it bite them in the you know where?
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.